This is Ann Carrick in for Brian Smith this afternoon, and we're talking about Sikorsky. We have two experts with us now to discuss the situation. Phil Mortensen is an attorney with Kreitzman, Mortensen, and Borden, and they represent companies in labor negotiations when they have situations like this, but he has absolutely nothing to do specifically with the situation at Sikorsky. He's just an expert on the topic. And on the phone, I have Ken Landy, who is an expert on health savings accounts, which is another option when you're doing insurance coverage. And Ken, we're going to get to you, but I'm going to have you on there so you can follow along. We have three phone calls waiting to go, so we're going to get those in because we have so many people who want to comment on this. So, Dave, we're going to come to you first, and I understand you're in Trumbull. So what did you want to tell us?
Just quickly to add that the 3.5% pay raise, which is very good, out of that, I would really only see about 1% of that raise. And if you break that down over the 3 years of the contract, you're getting 5 cents an hour rate.
So what you're saying is it eventually ends up being like a break-even situation.
I mean, what are you getting, an extra $10 a week, $12 a week? I mean, it's really not much of a raise after all.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I assume that you're a member of the Teamsters and you're one of the people, so you know the details because you're looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as the other UTC companies go, and they are Teamsters, but they're a different local, they actually rejected the contract, but they didn't get the strike vote.
I mean, that's also good to know, because I was not sure if the other companies were Teamster union workers or if they were other unions, but that's good to know. Thank you for calling with that information.
Thank you.
That's what we were talking about, is that it could be sort of a break-even situation between the raise and the extra amount that they're going to pay. Let's go on to Roy from Ansonia. Roy, I understand that you have a friend, neighbor who works there, and that you were saying that UTC owns the insurance company. That's what he was telling you.
Yeah, he said they own the company. So basically, instead of like in the old days when the would build a small shanty town and you guys would have to buy from the company store.
So it was a combination that they're going to be paying more and they felt like they weren't getting much choice and that it wasn't necessarily the best insurance offer.
They should be able to choose from somebody else besides the company.
The other person on the line can speak more to this than I can, but it's not unusual that a company, whether they own the insurance company or they have an arm's length relationship, it's not that unusual where the company has maybe only one offering.
You know, many companies, you know, they say, okay, this is the insurance plan we as the company offer. It doesn't matter whether you're union or non-union worker, and you can either participate or you can say, no, thank you, I'm going to go get my insurance somewhere else. And people who have a spouse that works somewhere else, they usually look at the two plans and say, okay, which one is better? And they pick that one to go with and say no thank you to the other company. So that in itself is not terribly unusual.
Or they can go out into the world there and just contact Blue Cross or whatever and just say, what would a family package cost
exactly
me?
And I think unfortunately what they would find out is that it would be wildly more expensive
because the company is picking up such a high percentage of the tab already.
Well, the company's picking up a high percentage of the tab, and they can also get like a volume discount, so to speak.
Correct.
Because they
That's
have
true.
So many people, which is why people join business associations or chambers of commerce or things like that, or in some cases the union offers an insurance plan. Some unions offer insurance through the union rather than through whoever the company is that employees work for, and that's why they do that, because they don't like the offerings coming from companies. There are radio stations in other markets that are unionized, not here in Connecticut, but in those cases, even if you only work one day a week at a radio station, you're anything but full-time, you're minimal part-time, but if you're a member of that union, you can buy your insurance through the union that represents those workers at the radio station. So that is another option. And Ken, are you listening to all this? Because you're our insurance person. We're going to come to you soon.
I am listening.
Okay. I know you're very quiet over there. And I think we lost Donna from Naugatuck. I'm sorry, Donna. You held for a long time. If you really want to ask your question, call back. Maybe we already answered her question. We're going to go to Tony from West Haven. Question or comment? What is it?
You know, I belong to a local and uni. And it's in law enforcement. We get to pick and choose from the types of insurances that are on the table from us. And I think they should do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And just having one insurance company is like a communist nation. And I'm sorry, but tomorrow's rally is going to speak volumes. When Christopher Dodd and Joseph Lieberman fight for those defense contracts, they won't be fighting as hard. And the company is going to lose business. Thank you.
Thank you. And there is a huge rally tomorrow.